President Biden is setting out a new roadmap today that could transform the way Americans drive. The president is expected to propose new rules on auto emissions that would be much more stringent than the Trump administration's. Biden also wants electric vehicles to make up half of all cars sold in the U.S. by 2030. We're joined now by NPR business reporter Camila Domonoske. And Camila, what are you hearing about what these new fuel economy standards might be?
Yeah, well, just to provide a little bit of context here, President Obama had set a speed for how quickly U.S. automakers or auto sales in the U.S., how quickly vehicle economy had to improve, how quickly emissions had to go down. And then President Trump changed the speed dramatically, really slowed it down. So now the question is, where are these rules going to fall under Biden? The auto industry wants something in between where they were under Obama and where they were under Trump. The question is, what's Biden going to do? We don't actually know what's in the rules at this point. We are hearing that it's likely to be on the stricter side, closer to where the Obama policy was.
So we don't know exactly yet, but as you imply here, there's a major political shift going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're looking at a president here who has signed on to the Paris Accord. Again, he wants to bring climate change back to be a major focus in the United States. It's also significant, I think, that he's having this announcement this afternoon at the White House, and he's expected to bring with him major U.S. automakers and the Auto Workers Union to announce that stricter requirements are coming and to have this shared target of 40% to 50% of vehicle sales being electric. The fact that he's pulling in industry, I think it's clear he wants to signal that fighting climate change is a priority, but that that effort is not anti-business.
You're right. I think it's interesting to note that industry is pretty much on board with this plan. Why? What's in it for them?
Yeah, well, if you look at this voluntary target that's being unveiled this afternoon, the 40 to 50% of sales being electric, a number of automakers actually already had in-house targets that were around that level or even higher. And that was based on looking at what's happening in the auto industry globally, which is this really dramatic shift toward the sense that electric vehicles are the future and that the companies that can get there fastest are going to have an advantage. And if you think about why that is, I mean, there's a couple of factors. You have to point to the Tesla phenomenon and the fact that Tesla proved people would buy electric vehicles. And then there's the growing concern about climate change around the world in a sense that policymakers are actually taking this more seriously. Automakers need to plan for the future. It takes 5 years to design and produce a new vehicle. So they need to look at where the ball is going, and what they see in the future is a world where electric vehicles are the norm instead of the exception.
So do I hear you saying that automakers wouldn't really need to do very much in their factories or in their production in order to make this happen?
Well, they do need to do a lot. There's a ton of investment that needs to happen. It's a very different process to build these vehicles. It's requiring phenomenal amounts of money. So I don't want to undersell the level of transformation that's required here, and not just by the automakers, but by society as a whole. For the switch to electric vehicles to happen, we need charging infrastructure everywhere, right? We need changes in consumer behavior. So no, I don't want to say that it's easy or that it's modest. I'm just emphasizing that this is something that industry was already bracing for, even before this announcement came out.
The United States, clearly not the only one making these sorts of adjustments. The European Union also wants to increase electric vehicle production by 2030. You'd hinted at this, but tell me more. How much of this is about being competitive in the global marketplace?
Yeah, that's absolutely a major factor here. The European Union has had really stringent vehicle emissions standards. They're also considering a complete phase out of gas-powered cars, just ending the sale completely in 15 years. So that's very aggressive. China's also very aggressive here. So certainly this is something that U.S. automakers, the U.S. Automakers Union, and the Biden White House, they're very concerned about the question of U.S. manufacturing. And on the world stage, are we going to be competitive as a nation? What is where is the future of electric vehicle manufacturing going to be? That's absolutely part of the calculation that the Biden White House is making here.
And soon, perhaps we'll see. NPR business reporter Camila Domonoske, thank you.
Thanks.